When hospice works, Susan Kilgore says the experience can make a huge positive impact on patients and their families. Kilgore, whose husband Dale Goble died in April, says when she finally decided to call hospice, she was unable to care for him on her own. Even with help, she was struggling to meet his needs and running out of options.
I had hired somebody who would come and help me move him from chair to bed and all of this stuff, but they were all kind of halfway measures. I was running out of energy.
Kilgore, a Moscow resident, is one of many family members who benefited from the help of hospice for their loved ones. She says hospice improved both her and Dale's quality of life.
Well, I think hospice made a difference between a good death and a bad death for us.
Hospice generally provides care for patients expected to live 6 months or less, but can be renewed for longer. It offers services like access to nurses and home health aides, pain management, and spiritual and bereavement counselors. Providers often say the service is misunderstood and underutilized. But this year, some families who wanted hospice in Whitman County were not able to access it due to a 12-week wait for the only provider in the county, Kindred Hospice.
Most people would already be dead if they had to wait that long to be admitted.
That's Elizabeth Hillman, Director of Social Work and Care Coordination at Pullman Regional Hospital. She says while part of the wait time was because of a nationwide nursing shortage, one of the biggest barriers for care is the way the state regulates the number of providers. In Washington, only providers granted a certificate of need can provide care. The State Department of Health uses a county's population and utilization rates to determine how many they issue. In Whitman County, that resulted in only one provider, Kindred, being awarded the certificate. But Kindred Hospice isn't contracted with several major insurance providers in the area, Hillman says, including the provider Pullman Regional Hospital uses for its own staff.
If I was dying, I couldn't have Kindred Hospice.
A statewide emergency COVID-19 waiver made an exception by allowing other providers to step in, but will expire this month. Kindred's media relations did not respond to requests for comment in time for this story's deadline. There are also flaws in how the state measures community needs, says Ashley Contreras-France, the director of business development at Elite Home Health and Hospice. Elite stepped in to help serve Whitman County this spring using the temporary exemption. One problem is that the state doesn't track providers' non-admit rate.
You don't have to let the public know that, like, hey, I didn't end up admitting these 10 patients because I was going to make them wait 6 weeks and they weren't going to need me anyway. Or I didn't end up admitting this patient onto hospice because I have a 12-week wait and they died at week three.
In a statement, a DOH spokesperson wrote, as we look to modernize the Certificate of Need program, this may be one area for further consideration. Hillman says the problem with hospice access isn't the quality of care at one agency, but the way patients are limited to only what the state will allow, even if they want or need other options. Other providers can apply for a certificate of need, which Elite considered. But Contreras-France says they're unlikely to move forward because the state doesn't generally issue certificates if their own methods don't demonstrate a need. Hospice providers are also charged over $24,000 to apply for a certificate of need. Since June 2019, the state approved 24 applications and denied 37. Today, the waitlist in Whitman County is back down to pre-pandemic standards, averaging roughly 5 days. But Hillman still considers that too long. Hospice is one of the only end-of-life services covered by Medicare and Medicaid. If there's ever delays in service and a family can't afford a respite bed, they don't have any other options.
It doesn't matter if you're 5 days out. If people can't go anywhere else, they have to wait.
Hillman says she's confused why the state continues to use a process that, from her perspective, doesn't seem to work well.
I don't understand why they think this benefits communities. Is it just that it's been there, so we leave it? There's no logic in that, and there's no statistics, no data to show that it is still effective. But we have been collecting data for March, April, May, June, proving that it's not working for us.
I'm Rachel Sun.